The following is paid for by Veteran Rescue Mission. The host is solely responsible for its content. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors. We now bring you the I Am Real Estate Show, brought to you by Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson with Indy Realty.
Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're me and Sandra are here with our guest host, John. Say hi, John.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's like hanging out with like a clubhouse with friends.
Well, today on the show today, we have Rigo Arce, who is the owner of Rigo Pest Prevention. He'll be in the second half. And we have John Spur, who is the president, owner of Inspired Life Mortgage. So we're going to jump right into the show. We have some good stuff to talk about on mortgages. First thing I want to ask John is, let's chat a bit about the rates. Tell me a little bit about the rates and what you've seen today so far.
It just seems like a broken record lately. Rates. The CPI, Consumer Price Index, came out today. And as some of us expected, it was higher than we wanted it to be. And which means the Feds are absolutely going to raise rates in November. There's no doubt. We just don't know how much they're going to raise it. So at this point, I think we're going to continue to see a steady increase in mortgage rates. And that's just the unfortunate reality of things.
Interesting.
And what that means is if you're not buying today, that house you are looking at today is just going to cost you more in November if you wait till November or December, because rates are going to go up faster than I think sellers are going to be willing to bring their home values down.
And you've been saying that pretty much for what, 5-6 months now? Like 6 months ago, you told me, yeah, I'd buy now and don't wait till some miraculous thing happens and the rates go down or the prices go down. Now is the time, kind of always. So elaborate on that if you can.
Yeah, it's. I did an example today for somebody where they're saying they're going to wait until December because they think rates will come down, which they're not. And I showed them they're going to go up and that home values are probably going to level off. And they're looking at spending an extra $70 to $80 a month after the Fed raises rates for the same house. So why wait? You know, right now, when we know, without a doubt, that the Fed's going to raise rates because we have the data here telling us they're going to do it. Why would you wait? I think the bigger concern I see right now are teaser rates that we were talking about, Ray.
Yeah.
And you just see something that says ARM or 499 ARM. You've got to read the fine print. And a lot of times these things have APRs that are just through the roof. 5.5, 5.75, 5.3 APR.
Can you just pause there and tell the listeners where that APR number comes from? Because I think unless you're in the industry, a lot of people don't understand the difference.
Absolutely. And it's a fairly simple explanation. You take your loan amount and then what are called APR fees. Most of those are what I refer to as junk fees. They're not a fee that benefits you in the transaction like a credit report or an appraisal or insurance. It's just a fee that somebody charges. So you take your loan amount and you take those junk fees and you add it together and they divide the payment in and it spits out an APR. It's a simple calculation. Whoever has the highest APR is charging you more fees. In this scenario, when you're looking at a 499 rate on an ARM and a high APR, they're charging you a bunch of points so you can get down to that rate of 499. In most cases right now, I don't think buying a rate down significantly makes sense, because we're hitting the peak of rates here soon. And in a year to 18 months, you're probably going to be able to refinance out of that high rate.
All right, so that's good to know.
I've got a note here talk to me that says, does Inspired Life Mortgages have solutions?
We have solutions.
Okay.
There are temporary buy-downs. We just talked about permanent rate buy-downs. There are ARM products. At the end of the day, it's... my new favorite phrase is you marry the house and you date the rate. The rate is not the most important part of the transaction. Can you afford the payment today? Does it work in your budget? And are you getting a good deal on the house? And is it the house that you want? So when you ask if we have solutions, we are definitely education-based and we look at your overall situation. We look at all the products that are out there and available. And we give you multiple options. If you take option A, this is your payment. If you take option B, this is your payment. And then we help you work that into your budget and figure out what makes the most sense for your situation today.
And buying versus renting, it's still, even with an increase in rates, it's still better than going out and renting a home.
Oh, absolutely. One of the reasons CPI went up is because housing costs went up, specifically rents. Rents are still going up. And so inflation is still there. Everybody that I've talked to is like, well, gas prices went down. Well, mm-hmm. you're right. Gas prices did go down. But the cost of food, the cost of electricity, and the cost of renting a house went up faster than gas prices went down. So we still have inflation. And so buying a home fixes your housing costs. Mm-hmm. If you rent and you sign a 6-month lease on your apartment, I promise you in 6 months, your rent's going up.
Right.
If you go and buy a house today, in 6 months, your payment's still going to be the same. In 12 months, it's still going to be the same. So it's a great way to get your housing expense fixed. And again, rates will come back down. You'll have an opportunity to refinance and bring your housing expense down and still be living in the same place.
I thought I saw somewhere where you were talking about there are some help out there from the government as far as closing costs and stuff like that.
So Freddie Mac did bring back their grant program. Nice. It's not a significant amount of money, but it's anywhere between $2,500 to $1,000. Hmm. It is going to be based on how much money you make. So if you're a high earner, you may not qualify for that program. Hmm. But it's for first-time homebuyers, and it's an actual grant. There's no strings attached. You never owe the money back. There's not a silent second. And Freddie Mac will contribute $1,000 to $2,500 towards your closing costs.
That's nice.
That's awesome. And Raymond just looked at me and was like, go with the next question. And I didn't have one. So here we are.
No, we talk, if that's the case, then we're talking about second rates or something like that you just said, a hidden rate or trying to think of what you just
said. Well, a question that was kind of circling in my mind, if you guys will, is like, what's a common thing that you find with the people that you work with that's like, they don't know. They're just like kind of like completely naive to it. I know there's, I have my own set of things that were the case when I first met with you, but what's pretty common with a first time home buyer that you'll get with and is like a misnomer that they have?
The majority of first time home buyers I'm working with right now and working to get pre-approved or pre-qualified absolutely don't think they can get approved. That's what I hear more often than not. Oh, I can't get approved to buy a home. I'm just kicking the tires to see where I'm at, and I'm thinking about buying in a year.
That sounds like me.
It just sounds exactly like you.
Yeah.
Ray and Sandra and I are working on a transaction with somebody who was in a similar situation. She's like, oh, I'm going to wait 6 months to a year. I can't buy a home, and she's under contract and closing in 30 days because I was just able to show her that, look, buying that house today is going to save you money over the long run as opposed to renting. And I think most renters, they are tired of rent going up, so they're looking but they're not sure that they can buy. And I'm telling you, a 15-20 minute conversation, we're going to be able to figure out real quick if you can buy right away or if we got to put a plan together for you so you can buy in the future.
And I know I think a lot of times the renters wait a little bit too long to start looking into it because their lease is coming up. And you need a little bit of time because you're going to have to give notice on the property that you're in now. And so I think that starting that a little bit sooner than when they're facing that rent increase would be smart.
I'll use my own daughter as an example. She waited until she had 45 days left on her rent. And this is while the housing market was still hotter than it is now. And it took us 60 days to find a house. And it took another 30 days to close on it. And to take her month to month at her apartment, they doubled her rent. And I could have been a nice dad and told her to sleep on the couch, but I'm not that nice of a dad. So. Instead, I chose to pay the increase in her rent and let her stay in her apartment.
We're headed to the break. Keep listening. We have more great content with John Spurr, owner of Inspired Life Mortgage. Great guy. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. We shall be back in a little bit. We want to let you know that if you're thinking about selling or buying your home, we have any questions concerning real estate, we would love to help you. Call Sandra or myself from Indy Realty. Sandra's at 520-850-1725, and you can reach me at 520-904-7711. We'll catch you on the other side. We've got some more great information about interest rates. Talk.
Inspire Life Mortgage is your local mortgage lender, offering a full line of mortgage products to meet all your borrowing needs, including construction loans, a home equity line of credit, and special financing for investment properties with no income verification. The Inspire Life Mortgage team is committed to providing great customer service and hassle-free closings. Contact Jonathan Spurr at 520-247-3610 or John at InspiredLifeMortgage.com. Inspired Life Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1864389 and 304969. AZ State License MB1002250 and LL0948310.
Are you or someone you know considering making a move? Are you questioning if now is the right time? Call Raymond Smith and Sandra Johnson with Indy Realty for a free no-obligation consultation. They're your IM Real Estate Show hosts, where integrity matters. Call Ray at 520-904-7711 or Sandra at 520-850-1725. Email them at johnsonsmith@indy-realty.com. Indy Realty is Tucson's homegrown local independent real estate company. Our experienced sales professionals deliver personalized service, cutting-edge technology, and a thoughtful, value-driven approach to help our clients achieve their dreams. Call 520-777-8973 to speak with a caring, qualified agent today. You can also learn more about Indy Realty at indie-realty.com. Indy Realty is hiring qualified sales professionals. Call 520-777-8973 for more.
We now return to the I Am Real Estate Show, brought to you by Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson with Indy Realty.
Hey, we are back on the air with John Spurr from Inspired Life Mortgage, and just talking about interest rates. There just hasn't been a lot of really uplifting news when it comes to interest rates.
No, you're right. There just hasn't, but interest rate hikes like this are a necessary evil because it's what brings the market back in the line, right? It's what gets us to what we all refer to as a buyer's market, right?
Yes. Yeah. And there are some advantages to buyers right now that haven't been there for the last year or so. And you want to talk a little bit about, I know for us, when we're working with buyers 6 to 12 months ago, it was, the conversation was, if you love the house, you know, be prepared to pay over asking price. Maybe do an escalation clause, possibly waive your inspections, your inspection, you know, maybe not your inspection itself, but your right to ask for repairs. You're buying the house as is. So things shifting means that buyers do have a better price point, possibly, and better terms that they can offer, but they are going to pay a little bit more on the interest rate.
Yeah, I agree with you. At this point, I am seeing seller concessions, which we haven't seen in a very long time.
Mm-hmm. We just had one.
Yeah, we just had one. My daughter's buying a house in Texas. We just got her $14,000 on her house in the seller concessions to buy the rate down, pay closing costs. You know, sellers are now repairing the house because they have to. They don't have a line of people trying to buy the house as is. Mm-hmm. They have one person making an offer in 30 days, which brings me to, you now have time to shop and you have time to look and find something that you like, as opposed to putting an offer in on the house that came on the market 4 hours ago. Getting rid of the bidding wars, no longer waiving the appraisal, right? You have to get an appraisal, and now you have the option to negotiate that price when that appraisal comes in low. So there's been a lot of good things that have come out of these higher interest rates. I sent an email out, I think you guys were on it today, and I said something along the lines that somebody buying a house today at a higher rate over time is going to pay less than the person that overpaid last year at the lower rate. And my thought process behind that is, if you buy a house today at, you know, whatever, it's 6.75%, in a year, year and a half, you're going to refinance into the fours or maybe lower. The guy that overpaid last year always overpaid. They're not going to get that money that they overpaid back. So there's some trade-offs, right? Home values are reasonable. We have options and negotiation ability, but we have higher interest rates.
Right. Yeah, I think if buyers were looking at their home in a little bit more of a long-term perspective, that's where they're going to see that this market actually is better for the buyer. So last year, we could see someone buying a house, maybe they changed their mind. We had a client that never moved to Tucson, so she sold the same house in 6 months, and she did nothing to it and made money. typically we say it takes 2 years because you do have realtor fees and you have closing fees and so forth. And so we look at 2 years as being kind of the benchmark for breaking even. So I think those days are definitely behind us, and that buyers need to look at this more as a long-term decision. And so I think that some of the things that you're talking about, John, make a lot of sense. When you take that step back, look for more normalcy and think of it more long-term.
Well, I mean, the last couple of years have been anything but normal, right? I mean, the pandemic put us into a really interesting situation. We had a true housing shortage, more people looking for housing, rental, or homes than there were homes available. We had excess cash in the system because people weren't spending their money, they're staying home, and the government was doing stimulus checks, and they were keeping rates artificially low, and you created this very abnormal situation over the last couple of years that is not a normal real estate market and not a normal rate market, and we're back to normalcy, and you make money on real estate over time, not by buying it and selling it in 6 months. That's not the norm.
Are you excited about this time in the industry? Seem like this kind of point where you get to show what you're capable of doing and how you can help people.
Yeah, I've done this for 31 years now, and every time we hit a dip or we hit high rates, I get excited, and all my friends think I'm crazy. And part of it is I know I'm going to have a holiday season because, you know, not much happens in that couple weeks between Christmas and New Year's, and I'm not doing all these crazy refis. But the other part of it is this is where Inspired Life Mortgage and myself excel, because we know how to get people qualified, get people into homes. We know how to help them budget and show them products and rates and closing costs and fees that make sense for their situation. So I'm excited because this is the type of market I excel in.
Each person is not a loan number. They're a entity in which you're trying to help them succeed. I think that a lot of times we've seen when people working with loan originators, they have this thing where that's just a loan originator, just as a person. I just want to get them a rate and go with it. It seems that you take it from beginning to end, from cradle to grave, to give them all the information they need, let them make the decision, and also give them a lot of options. That means you care about them, not about the transaction itself, is what I'm focusing on.
Exactly. I mean, let me ask you this, Ray. Do you like being told what to do?
I do not.
Okay. None of us in this room like being told what to do.
Interesting. Yeah, I would have never guessed it.
So, I mean, I approach from a standpoint of how would I want things done if I was going and getting a mortgage? Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't want somebody saying, you're taking a 30-year mortgage, and this is the rate, and this is the closing costs, and this is the title company, and this is how you're doing it. Well, that doesn't fit my situation. My finances are as unique as yours and as unique as John's over there. Everybody has a unique financial situation, and you're not going to take a 30-year mortgage and make it fit every single person. Mm-hmm. We have to look at where you're at and what's going on and how to tailor these things to your financial needs and put you in the best financial position when you buy that house.
It is okay to say no to people, though, isn't it? I mean, sometimes you have to say, this is just not it, and here's how we can help you further it.
We choose not to say no. We choose to say you're not ready to buy yet.
Okay.
And here's a plan. This is what we have to do to get you ready to buy. And maybe it's 3 months, maybe it's six, maybe it's 2 years. But we're going to put the roadmap in front of you. We're going to follow up with you. And if you put in the work, we're going to make sure we get you to the finish line and get you into a house.
People need to know that when they talk to you, that information is not going anywhere else. I mean, I think a lot of people realize they tell you something that's, and you know a real estate agent, or you know someone, you're going to tell them that. The thing is that when we give them to you, whatever happens between you and the buyer.
Yeah, I mean, by law, I'm not allowed to go and blab anything about them. It's just what it is. And we don't share personal information or finances or anything with anybody else or even the realtors. If a potential problem comes up, I have a conversation with the agent, say we're working through a qualifying issue, but I still think we're going to get them to close. And and that's as far as it goes. I don't go, they just filed bankruptcy and it's the end of the world. We just let them know that we're working through qualifying issues.
When we're talking about dealing with
rates. I don't even know what I'm doing here today, guys. This is such a bad day.
It's hard talking with John because he's just like the smartest guy in the whole wide world. So if you allow him to send you in a paradox, he will.
Oh my gosh, you'll just get lost in that paradox.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not your fault. It totally happens.
It's not your Ray. Luckily, I almost feel that smart, so my inner ego can handle it. But
John,
you give me
a lot more credit than I deserve. I'm really smart about mortgages. Everything else, I'm really dumb about.
It's a John thing. I
do have a question for you before we go to break here, and that is, you're still doing a line of credit on the house, a HELOC.
Absolutely. We're still doing home equity line of credits. We have signed contracts with a couple new lenders that are now letting us do HELOCs on investment properties, which we didn't have available before. But it is an excellent tool to access the equity, that piggy bank in your house that you can't get to unless you refinance. Don't touch that low rate. If you need cash, let's look at a home equity line of credit for you.
And how do people get a hold of you?
They can reach me on my cell at 520-247-3610 or john@inspiredlifemortgage.com.
Hey, we'd like to thank John Spurr, owner of Inspired Life Mortgage, for spending some time with us. You're listening to Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson on the I Am Real Estate Show on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. We'll be back with more of the show. We have Rigo Arce of Rigo Pest Prevention next.
Yeah, stop hypnotizing us, John.
Inspired Life Mortgage is your local mortgage lender, offering a full line of mortgage products to meet all your borrowing needs, including construction loans, a home equity line of credit, and special financing for investment properties with no income verification. The Inspired Life Mortgage team is committed to providing great customer service and hassle-free closings. Contact Jonathan Spurr at 520-247-3610 or john@inspiredlifemortgage.com. Inspired Life Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1864389 and 304969. AZ State License MB10.
If you're in the process of buying a home, call Horizon Inspections for high-quality, affordable, and easy-to-schedule home inspections. Utilizing the latest home inspection technology, if you want the perfect blend of experience, integrity, and value, you've found it. When it comes to a detailed home inspection, integrity matters. To schedule an appointment, call or text 520-330-9703 or check them out online, horizoninspectionsllc.com. Horizon Inspections, the right inspector right away.
Tired of fad diets that leave you hangry with no long-term weight loss? Ready to repair your relationship with food and make cooking a consistent and easy routine? Atomic Nutrition is your local, owner-operated support system. Get customized coaching from a registered dietitian and finally reach your goals and maintain the results. You can find more information at AtomicNutritionAZ.com or call 520-261-0584.
We now return to the I Am Real Estate Show, brought to you by Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson with Indy Realty.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to the I Am Real Estate Show. I'm Ray Smith, my wife Sandra Johnson, and we have our guest host, John McClain, also on the show.
Hey.
We're excited to have back, who's been here a couple of times and pretty awesome, is Rico Arce of Rico Pest Prevention. He is the owner and proprietor of that organization. So first thing I want to ask Rico is, how's it going?
I'm doing well.
Hey, you mentioned something to me earlier today, and that is that this is spider season.
Spookyville. Yes, we have Halloween on the right around the corner, and it's no coincidence that homes have cobwebs and all that Halloween decoration. Well, it's indicative.
I thought my wife was dressing for Halloween. Yeah, that's what's going on.
That's right. That's sense. Right. Yep. Okay. Well, I'm sure she's very clever and very creative.
Well, very, but, yeah, you'll see.
She's spot on, though. This time of year, spiders are rampant all throughout the country, the Southwest included.
Right.
And of course, it's fall and you got Halloween. And so they kind of go together. But boy, I got to tell you, the spiders this year are really populated. We had a nice, generous rainfall this past summer, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the insects are abounding. And of course, that is a wonderful buffet treat for spiders. They eat crickets as if you and I eat crab and lobster.
Mm, I love crab and lobster.
Love it. They love it.
So with that, does that mean that do we have to worry about killing the spider or just preventing it from coming into the house?
You know, I'm glad you said that. Believe it or not, most spiders are what we call beneficial. In fact, I tell people just if it got inside, for example, boy, if you can try to get it out of the house, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is not all spiders are harmful. You know, they're beneficial. They're predators. They go after those insects. So really, they're like natural pest control agents, you know. And what you want is you want them to be out of the house, obviously, and get them out in the periphery and leave them alone. Let them do their thing. Now, we do have spiders that we don't want, and that would be your black widows, the southern Arizona brown spider. Think of it as a recluse spider, okay? Mm-hmm. And then there's a huntsman spider. People call them daddy long legs. Mm-hmm. They're actually called huntsman or hobo.
I did
those,
not know
those
that.
Those three are the ones that are venomous. We don't want them. But all the others, tarantulas, wolf spiders, you know how scary they look.
They do look scary.
Well, Sandra, leave them alone. Let them go, you know.
I promise you, I will let them go. I'll put an exit sign out.
Practice patience.
I do not decorate my house for Halloween, and if I did, there will be no giant spiders, I promise you. So, Rigo, you, I'm just going to dive into this right now. When you walked by when we were doing the first segment, and I'm like, Rigo has the best hair of any guest that we have on this show.
He compliments, but he does.
Hey, listen, you know what? I think what you're saying is I have hair. Because I'm looking over at Ray right now.
And me, yeah.
And if I had two whiskers, you'd say it was good hair. I'm thinking.
There'll be some nice whiskers for sure.
Not only did I'm thinking this in my mind. You walk in and John mentioned it. And so, yeah, no, you win.
Well, I'll tell you why. And that is because I can't get to the barber. We are so busy. Yeah. I'm serious. Sense. I don't think I ate in 3 days. It's just right now it is just game on. The desert is screaming. Everything is flying and crawling and stinging and winging.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're busy and someday I'll make it in the chair. We'll see.
All right.
Yeah, I'll look out for the Facebook post.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it, John.
Yeah.
So you not only do residential service, but you also provide commercial services.
We do. Not all pest control companies provide commercial service. It's a special niche. Really, the commercial customer, it's a high demand in terms of need, their services, their expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, when a commercial phone call comes in and they need you to respond, you must respond. You know,
wow. Mm-hmm.
So you got to be prepared for it. And I think one of the niches that we do well with commercial service is the health and wellness industry. And childcare, I'll throw that in. We're a very people, pet-friendly, strategic, intelligent pest solution,
right?
So we're not going to come in and just start spraying everything and whipping around pesticides. We practice an integrated pest management process, lots of monitoring, inspection, very detailed work. And when you're dealing with, say, a dentist office, a medical building, childcare, they want a safe, honest, sincere approach. And so we provide that, and I think we fit that realm real well. So I always like to remind people that we are a commercial pest control company as well, and our service philosophy fits that strategy. Yeah.
Thinking of big businesses and big construction buildings, all hands on deck when you have to go do that. It's not just a one-person job, is it? Like in a hospital? Or
Well, you just mentioned the hospital. Yeah, I mean, you could be at Sally's Beauty Supply, and that's just a little 800-square-foot place,
right.
So that's no big deal. But yeah, once you start getting into commercial kitchen, say a hospital,
yeah.
A resort is another one.
Wow.
Yeah, you sometimes need a team to go in there. We actually call them SWAT teams, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, I'll tell you, back in the day, you all know my roots with a large company years ago. Man, I used to enjoy doing that. We had a lot of fun with SWAT teams. Oh, yeah.
Do you carry those giant fly swatters for your clients?
No, more like a giant flashlight. We actually look like police officers.
That's what I was thinking. You dress up like the police SWAT. And you kick in the doors.
Yeah,
and you mean it.
And I was thinking of more like Ghostbusters, like the movie Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we all have our own vision.
That's
see,
right. Yeah, that's right.
This is Rigo with the wordplay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they call it Rigo Pest Control.
Yeah.
It's important that you always use the word prevention. I like the fact you always say that. Even when I mention your show, I mention your company, I always make sure that prevention is put into last word.
Yeah.
That's a big thing when it comes to...
It is for me, and really, it's a very popular industry-wide philosophy, but to really practice it, you have to be super intentional on it. The idea is to think ahead, think of what if.
Right.
And it's not enough just to react, you know, put a little bug juice down and call it good, but really look at a property, whether residential or commercial, and think what could happen if a delivery came in to stock this restaurant. Where could those little critters go? So you work on prevention. If I seal up that opening so rodents can't get in the future, that's prevention.
Mm-hmm.
If I encourage a client to trim their landscaping down, like that Lantana ground cover, big popular one, crickets love to hide underneath that. Trim it back. Now we're going to keep that place, you know, less friendly to bugs. So prevention is key.
One thing I heard you also say is that you don't go as far out. We just talked about the little incident about the lady from Benson. I just thought it was cute, and, you know, that's how great your service is when people, when they can't get you out there.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool when you told me the story.
Moving to Benson, and we just don't go that far yet. So I'm going to have to rethink my my growth plan. Take care of her.
That's the main reason why I brought that up. I'm trying to ask you the question.
She'll appreciate that, right?
Are you planning on extending a business out to places like that?
You know,
that?
We do. Actually, you know, the outer limits, right? Casa Grande is on the radar. You know, Benson, Sierra Vista, that's on the radar. Right now, handling Tucson, though, boy, that's a full-time job. So,
yeah, Rego Pest Prevention has its hands full.
We do. I just hired my 23rd employee.
Every time you tell me, the number keeps going up.
It does.
So
it does.
Yeah,
last time I was here,
in
the last couple of months, I hired three more. Exactly.
Wow.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson on the I Am Real Estate Show. We're here with Rego RC of Rego's Pest Prevention. We'll be back after this in a few minutes. You're listening to us on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Talk to you soon.
Every homeowner wants to feel at peace and relax when they get home. The problem is that unwanted pests like mosquitoes, scorpions, and spiders can steal our peace and leave us feeling vulnerable. At Rego Pest Prevention, we believe our customers deserve to live, work, and play in a pest-free environment. Family-owned and operated since 2008, our intelligent and thoughtful approach helps keep your family and pets safe while thoroughly eliminating your pest problems. So much so that Rego Pest has been voted Tucson's best 4 years in a row. Call us at 520-744-6177 to schedule a free inspection or visit RegoPest.com. Indy Realty is Tucson's homegrown, local, independent real estate company. Our experienced sales professionals deliver personalized service, cutting-edge technology, and a thoughtful, value-driven approach to help our clients achieve their dreams. Call 520-777-8973 to speak with a caring, qualified agent today. You can also learn more about Indy Realty at indie-realty.com. Indy Realty is hiring qualified sales professionals. Call 520-777-8973 for more.
Sweet Little Chefs is a fun personal blog full of kitchen adventures with young kids. The blog has tips and tricks included in simple recipes and ideas to get your kids active and participating in the kitchen. Check them out at sweetlittlechefs.com and be sure to check their special promotional offers through Partners for Everyday Savings. Go to @sweetlittlechefs on Facebook for information on their $25 Amazon gift card giveaway.
We now return to the I Am Real Estate Show, brought to you by Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson with Indy Realty.
We're back on our last segment. I'm talking with Rego from Rego Pest Prevention. I want to let everybody know that his name is R-I-G-O. The company is R-I-G-O. I have an issue with enunciating, so I will get better. But
yeah, we believe in you. We'll be praying for you.
I have not lost faith. I have not.
Well, we were talking earlier about snakes, and this is our spiders. This is spider season. What about the snakes?
You know, it's getting cool these mornings and evenings,
yes,
isn't
they are.
Oh my goodness, we got the windows open.
It. Yes,
and but don't get fooled. The snakes are still out and about. You know, they're warming themselves up. Snakes are cold-blooded, and so what that means is they need the temperature in order to warm up, and that's why you'll see them on the asphalt and sidewalks. They've got just like a lizard. If you ever see them do those cool push-ups, ever see? Oh man, I love when they do that. But anyway, snakes are still out and about.
I can see you watching lizard push-ups all day long.
I do. So you know, listen, great time right now to hike and trail and ride your bike. I mean, the weather. This is why we live here. You know.
Yeah.
So be careful. The snakes are still definitely moving about. And if you've heard the word that, you know, if you see a snake in your yard, the fire department's not going to come. They really have backed off. It is true. They were responding to so many false alarms.
Mm-hmm.
If there are pets or children involved, you can absolutely say, listen, this is serious. I've got children. I've got pets. They will come. The tip is when you see a snake in your yard, keep an eye on it. You have, if you can tell the fire department, you can see it, they'll come. If you don't know where it went, they're not going to come. They're not going to take the time. They've got too many other things to care for, you know. So, little tip there, but by the way, Rego, R-I-G-O, We do. I had to do that.
Pest prevention, yeah. Not pesticides.
We do snake removal.
Okay.
And so if someone needs, that sort of response, if we're available, if we're not, we recommend a fabulous company. I'm going
to
give them a plug. They're the best. They're
give
called Animal Experts.
Okay.
Those two owners are top notch, Mark and Jeff, animal experts for wildlife and bats, snakes, you name it. But we can help if we can.
Nice.
Actually, one of your employees was just mentioning them to us today.
Yeah, great guys.
At our home inspection, because he said someone called him out. They had a bobcat.
That's
in
right.
The attic.
That's
and he
right.
said, what am I supposed to
That's
do
right.
with a bobcat?
That's it. There was a bobcat up there, and our agent looked at us and said, what are you going to do about it? And we said, nothing. Absolutely nothing. But we do have a recommendation for you, and those guys over there are fabulous. And that, that's a great thing about our pest control industry.
Uh-huh.
It's like a brotherhood, and at least most of the companies, it's that way. You know, every now and then you get a little squirrely with someone, but we have a great relationship in this community, and that protects the community. You know,
yes.
that's what that's about, right? If I can't do it, but you can, then you're the man. You know.
Rigo, is there anything new in the industry for protection or protection products that?
You know, probably, I'm trying to think if there's the latest, greatest. There's new mosquito traps that are out.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten better. They have a better spread in terms of pushing out a mimicking gas called octanol. And that's, when you and I breathe, mosquitoes are attracted to our breath. So there's some advances in the mosquito trapping. As far as pesticides are concerned, they have become more and more less toxic. They are highly engineered to affect the chemistry of an insect. So, for example, it prevents a pesticide can prevent an insect from maturing, mature parts, if you know what I mean, and therefore they can't reproduce. So they grow up, they live a life, and yet they can't reproduce. They're
sterile.
That
was so cute the way you said that.
You know, I was trying to be politically correct.
Right?
But, the cool thing about that is it doesn't affect you or I, or the pets. It is specifically engineered to the biology of an insect. So these advances are always coming out. The ability to apply pesticides in low volumes mm-hmm. is becoming big.
Okay.
So there's a lot of new labeling that's come out where you don't need as many gallons or as many of this or many of that.
Okay.
Just a lot of emphasis on the environment and safety. It's really improved our business.
Mm.
Yep.
We have here on the show Rigo Arce, who is the owner of Rigo Pest Prevention. One other thing we want to talk about is, how does your company stay on top of the business? What kind of information do you guys give to your employees that need to go read and learn more? Because you guys, you're very informative when it comes to insects. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's actually a great question. So all technicians and owners have to get certified, at first. And then we have to do what's called continuing education units, or mm-hmm. CEUs, which are very similar to a lot of other industries.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to keep that up, 6 to 12 hours a year. A lot of great publication. A few of our distributors that actually bring the pesticides in from manufacturers all through the country, they put on seminars. They invite the vendors in. Of course, the vendors want to promote that meeting and sell their product. But they put on great education on the latest and greatest and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of great pest control magazines like Pest Control Technology and Pest Management, two excellent publications. So there's just a plethora of resources, videos, YouTube, different websites, and some of your best pharmaceutical companies. And that's really the big pesticide manufacturers or pharmaceutical companies, they put out a lot of bulletins and other type of training so that pest control management professionals, PMPs, that's what we call ourselves, we get boned up on that material and we become specialists. And of course, they're promoting that training and hoping we'd use their product. And if it's a good product, it's a nice relationship, right?
Yeah.
They're giving us a resource, we're using their products. It's that's how it kind of works.
So we've talked a little bit about the seasonal pests. Do termites have a season?
Termites in the desert floor are always there. Let's get that out. Okay, that's the thing I always tell people. 365 days a year. Why is termites in the desert? It's dry. It's, we get some rainy seasons. Well, what happened is we've populated the desert, right? We put these beautiful concrete slabs down, called foundations, and we build a house on it, and moisture is trapped underneath. So we've actually given termites an environment to thrive. So when the monsoon rains do come, to answer your question, Sandra, certainly after the monsoon rains, the late fall, early winter, big season, and then early spring, early summer, or I should say late spring, early summer after the winter rains. Those are our two big termite seasons. Mm. But frankly, it's year-round. Mm-hmm. We've made it very attractive for termites to thrive.
Why did we do that?
Why did we do Why that? Did we but do yet, that? We live here.
Yeah.
So we did come.
Yeah.
I own one of those slabs, right? So, yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't really think about termites unless it's during the home buying process. Mm. But you do come out and do those initial
pre-listing inspections.
Yeah.
You know, those are one of my favorites. I love working with my agents and offering that as a courtesy, by the way. And we're one of the few companies that does it. If you're going to put your home on the market, getting ready to list it, we provide a free inspection for the homeowner, the agent, as a service to get that home ready. Let's get a professional set of eyes on and in around that home. Make sure that there's nothing there so that when that house goes on the market, the seller has confidence that the home is clear. It's got a warranty if it needs it. If there was an issue, it's been treated at a reasonable rate. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have this bidding war going on or crazy requests, you know. Mm-hmm. So pre-listing inspections have tremendous value. Plus, we find other matters like rodent issues, water damage, faulty grade soil issues. Mm. And our job is to educate, right?
Right.
Let you know as a homeowner, hey, fix this, fix that. We recommend that. Let's get you ready to put you in the best position to sell this beautiful home.
With that being said, does a WDI report comes with that pre-listing inspection?
No, it does not. That WDI, a wood-destroying insect report, that's for the buyer when they do their inspections.
Okay.
Okay, that's a paid service, and that is a report that's filed with the state of Arizona.
That's why I asked.
And is used for the escrow and the closing. Okay. Right. So the pre-listing is for the seller, and that's free. That's a courtesy. But if you're buying a home, that's similar inspection, and in fact, maybe a little more detailed, really. And that's where reporting and graphing and note-taking is done, because that documentation is supporting the funding of the loan. Yeah.
Well, as you're mentioning that, and then like microscoping in on that service that you guys provide, let's take a macro look of the different services that you guys provide.
Macro look. Ooh, I feel like I'm in a nutrition counseling session.
Absolutely.
Here.
Do you feel better?
I do. Did I hit my macros today? I think I'm a little short. Yeah. So macro look. You know, pest control is your general crawling insects. Wood-destroying insects, you got your beetles, you've got your termites, and you got carpenter ants. That's a special service there. Then you've got your rodents. You've got field rodents, pack rats. You've got house mice, right? That's an indoor problem. Then you get into what we call vector pests, like flies and mosquitoes. These are things that can plague us with disease, mm-hmm. bed bugs as well. And so what we need to do is provide a service there, which we offer. You've got your residential and your commercial side of the business. How about weeds? You want to talk about a pest. Man, you want to throw your back out? Go pull weeds for an hour.
Mm. Yeah.
So weed control is a big one. Pre-emergent falls under that prevention
right.
you mentioned, Ray. So those are just a litany of different services that we provide.
Awesome.
Yeah, hope yeah. I nailed it.
That was great.
Okay.
Out of the park.
Okay.
I'm going to question you back with the WDI report. I think a lot of people don't remember is that if you have a WDI report and it has a issue on it, that issue has to be cleared from the WDI report before it can be and given back to the seller.
Yeah, it ultimately depends on the lender, but usually it does.
Yeah.
And so particularly termites, if there's a wood-destroying insect, mm-hmm. yes, it needs to be proven. That's the key there, proven that it's been corrected.
Okay.
But where it gets really sticky, for those of you listening that might be doing a VA refi
uh-huh.
or a VA funding, boy, that really gets in the weeds. If you find any types of conditions conducive, water damage, mm-hmm. wood touching earth, cellulose debris, faulty grades, those things do need to be corrected. So it's a pretty thorough report. It really is.
How do we get a hold of you, Rigo?
Hey, you know what? I got a phone number.
Oh,
It begins with 520.
Okay.
I just want you to know.
744-6177.
744-6177. And here's the email, and the key letter in this email is the letter G.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I promise you, it's G all the way. It's Rigo at RigoPest.com. It's R-I-G-O at R-I-G-O-P-E-S-T.com. Just for you, Ray.
Yeah. Well, with that, we will end the show, and we thank you
Perfect
for being
ending.
Here, Rigo.
Yeah.
And we want to thank our sponsors, Indy Realty, Horizon Inspections, Inspired Life Mortgage, Rego Pest Prevention, Atomic Nutrition, and Sweet Little Chefs.
We see you guys next week.
Oh, yeah, God bless.
Every homeowner wants to feel at peace and relax when they get home. The problem is that unwanted pests like mosquitoes, scorpions, and spiders can steal our peace and leave us feeling vulnerable. At Rego Pest Prevention, we believe our customers deserve to live, work, and play in a pest-free environment. Family-owned and operated since 2008, our intelligent and thoughtful approach helps keep your family and pets safe while thoroughly eliminating your pest problems. So much so that Rego Pest has been voted Tucson's best 4 years in a row. Call us at 520-744-6177 to schedule a free inspection or visit RegoPest.com.
If you're in the process of buying a home, call Horizon Inspections for high-quality, affordable, and easy-to-schedule home inspections utilizing the latest home inspection technology. If you want the perfect blend of experience, integrity, and value, you've found it. When it comes to a detailed home inspection, integrity matters. To schedule an appointment, call or text 520-330-9703 or check them out online, horizoninspectionsllc.com. Horizon Inspections, the right inspector, right away.
Are you or someone you know considering making a move? Are you questioning if now is the right time? Call Raymond Smith and Sandra Johnson with Indy Realty for a free no-obligation consultation. They're your IM Real Estate Show hosts where integrity matters. Call Ray at 520-904-7711 or Sandra at 520-850-1725. Email them at johnsonsmith@indy-realty.com.